Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. This is Chris Brown, your host. And hey, listen, this show is all about you. We are trying to bring you a value, trying to bring you inspiration and bring you instruction and encouragement and ultimately hope. As we talk about your finances and talk about stewardship in your life, we would be devastated if we knew that it was had any hint of condemnation at all. We're all on a journey, and where our prayer is that you hear hope through your radio, through the website, through the podcast today, wherever you're listening from. The phone number is 866-357-3283. Again, it's 866-357-3283. And of course, you can always email us too at Chris Brown on air. That's all one word, Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. As you think about getting your money in order this year, why not join a Financial Peace University class? You've heard us talk about that several times. It is that important. It's a big deal. And today, we're starting off the show by talking to another one of our amazing Financial Peace University coordinators. And today, we have Aaron on the line, who coordinates a class near Auburn, Alabama. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, I am better every day. We're so pumped that you are with us today. Now, you are one of our rock star and Financial Peace University coordinators, and folks, we call them rock stars because these are folks that have lives. They've got things going on. They've got families, and they've got jobs, and they choose to volunteer to pour into people's lives, and Aaron, you're no different. The team was telling me a little bit about the things that you're balancing in your life, and you're still choosing to, one night a week to go in and to facilitate a class. Why do you do that?
Well, it's important to keep me on track to help other people. You know, once you're done with getting debt free on your own and living God's message for your money, you still have this tendency to go back to the way you were. So to be able to help other people find that same journey to using God's money the way He intends it keeps me on track as well.
Yeah, I know there's a verse in Proverbs that says, whoever refreshes others will themselves be refreshed. Yeah. And I think that's what you're explaining to me. Now, tell me a little bit about, you've got kids and you've got a job. Tell me a little bit about Aaron's life.
Sure. I am married, been married about 13 years. My husband is a soldier lawyer who is currently deployed with the Alabama National Guard. And I am a 7th grade English teacher. And we have 3 children, ages 6, 5, and 19 months. So we definitely have our hands full. And
wow,
we're kind of at a challenging stage in our marriage life right now with this deployment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you talked a little bit about a minute ago about how it keeps you on track. And as a teacher, I know this too, as I taught for 5 years, and it was amazing how much, when I think back now, the things that I taught from 2000 to 2005, the things that I know at a deepest level are things that I've not read or heard. It's been things that I've actually taught. You're saying that as you teach this class, these concepts and the scriptures and the quotes and all those things are getting more deeply ingrained into your heart.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's cool. How many classes have you led?
I've led 2 classes, and we have another one scheduled for January.
That's very cool. Now, when you started your first class, did you feel like leading your first class, did you feel like you were not qualified?
I absolutely felt unqualified, but knew that it was important work to be done.
Yeah.
Because we had just, at that point, gotten debt-free. We'd just been up in Nashville doing our Scream on Dave's show, and our church had a change in leadership that allowed us to finally teach the class after that happened.
Uh-huh.
And so we were like, okay, well, this is our one chance, qualified or not, you know, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. There's someone listening in right now, and I know there is, who thinks that they're not qualified, or it's not the right time, or it's just, I just don't know if I could do it, or if they're feeling a little bit insecure about this, what would you say to them?
I would say your insecurities are mirrored by others, and they just need to see that they're not alone in their struggles.
Mm-hmm.
See someone who's taking steps forward every day.
Yeah.
And being real about it. Because if you wait until you're qualified, or you feel like you have the skills and the life experience necessary to lead the class, you may never lead it.
That's a good point. I think it's very inspiring for people to hear that you've already got this stuff pretty, you know, you've got it down. You're not perfect, but you get it. You get the baby steps, and you get the, you know, the basic principles, but it's still adding value to your life. And I actually am going to a class myself, starts on January 19th here at in Nashville. It's being hosted by John Bridges, and he is hosting a class at Church of the City. And I'm going back to Financial Peace University. It's been a few years, and I'm like, you know what? I want to model this. I really do believe that being exposed to this information and being around folks who are, you know, it's not like I'm way past baby step 7, independently wealthy and sleeping on a bed of dollar bills. I'm not there. We're all on our journey. And I know I teach this stuff every day, but I want to go and I want to experience the accountability of people in the groups. And of course, you can be as anonymous as you want to be, and you can share as much as you want, and you can share a little or share a lot. You don't have to share anything at all. But I want to, I'm asking people to go to Financial Peace University boldly this year in 2016, and I want to be in on it. I want to know what they're experiencing, and so I'm doing the same thing. So, Aaron, you know, I've got you on the line, and I just want to say thank you. I just want to sincerely thank you, and I'm thanking you. You are right now representing the thousands and thousands and thousands of Financial Peace University coordinators out there who are represent tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands, and actually millions of people who are experiencing life change. But it all starts in that classroom. It all starts with kneecap to kneecap, eyeball to eyeball. So you, Aaron, are a hero, and we want to just thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Chris.
All right, we're cheering you on. Let's stay connected, and I'll let you know how I'm doing in my class, and you keep me accountable.
All right.
All right, Aaron, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, as you start dreaming, folks, for 2016, you have to be in the right spot financially to accomplish those dreams. And that spot is being willing to look at the finances, to be willing to step out of your comfort zone, to get into an environment where you can take control. This is your year to get control. You can wander into debt, but you can't wander out. You need a plan, and that plan is Financial Peace University. So maybe you've been feeling overwhelmed, or you don't know how to pay off your debt or stop your spending habits. The biblically based money principles of Financial Peace University will allow you to get out of debt, allow you to save for the future, and to give like no one else. No matter where you're at, 2016 is the year to get your finances in order. Go to stewardship.com to find out more information and enroll in a class today. Again, that's stewardship.com. Again, the phone number is 866-357-3283. You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And calling in from Eugene, Oregon, this is Ben. Ben, how are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, I'm honored. How can I help you?
Kind of have a little bit of a curious question for you. So my wife and I are on baby step 2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have about $73,000 in debt total. All student loans, about 61,000 of them are all technically private student loans. I got them when I signed up for them. They called them education maximizer loans, which was pretty hysterical.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Right. So, my question is though, so they vary in there's four of them and they're anywhere from $7,800 to $21,000. But they're all variable interest rate. And so my question is, would it be a good idea to consolidate them with a fixed rate or just try to attack them one by one and hope that the variable doesn't move around too much?
The thing is with consolidation is that there's a fee associated with it. It's pretty hefty.
Sure.
And my guess is that the variable rate, if it's going back and forth between 0.5% here and 0.5% there, maybe even as much as 1.5%, I don't think it's going to be advantageous for you to pay these fees. Those fees are probably going to be greater than your interest changes. What's really going to get you out of this is obviously behavior change, which yours is student loans. You're not talking about consumer debt, but an intensity. What is your current income?
Gross is about $50,000.
Okay. All right. And variable rates, do you have any idea about how volatile they're?
I mean, they've changed, tenths of a point here and there. You know, they range anywhere from 4.6% to 5.7%,
mm-hmm.
kind of across the board. So they jump around those numbers, but
yeah.
they haven't changed too much over the past, 9 years or so.
Yeah, so that's what I was saying, 0.5 to 1.5%. So, yeah, I don't think that little bit of swinging back and forth is worth you consolidating for the huge fee. Because there will be a fee. Who works for free? Nobody, right? So,
right.
I think really your ticket out of this, which let's say you live off $40,000 or $30,000, and so you attack this thing and get it done in 3.5 years, or you get an extra job and all of that extra, that maybe another $20,000 a year can go towards it, and you live off $40,000 and you make another $20,000. Then you can get rid of it in 2.5. But
We're really close to paying off my wife's federal loans. We only got about $3,000 left on that.
That's really going to be the winner. I think you just put yourself a good 2.5 to 4 year goal out there and work the plan with mm-hmm. extra income and spending as little as possible. And it all goes back to that intensity. Proverbs 6:5: free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. Anything else you're going to do is really just manipulating the debt and moving it around and shuffling it. The only thing that's going to win here is really just flat out attacking it and stomping on his throat.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call.
I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Got an email here from Lindy. Says, my 16-year-old daughter has been working for over a year now to save up for college. She's very good at the saving part of her goal. She is not as good at the tithing aspect. She's seen us give faithfully at church her entire life. Do you have any words of wisdom as to how I could encourage her to give an act of worship? I could demand that she give to church, but this will do little as far as teaching her the bigger picture, and it will not be from the heart. I'm glad you said that, Lindy, because that would be definitely what not to do. This is about relationship, not religion, not about legalism. Lindy, I'll tell you what I would do. I would bring her in on your journey of you authentically solidifying why you tithe. I would, as you discover that together, you want to know why that, you might know why you tithe at a vague level, but maybe you're diving into the scriptures, Old Testament and New Testament, of why you tithe. Let her get in on that. Invite her into maybe a Bible study, has nothing to do with tithing, and for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and then have it gravitate towards tithing. And then you let her know, say, listen, I'm about to dive into this thing with tithing. Make it seem very subtle. I wouldn't make it a big formal thing. But you dig into tithing and invite her in on the journey. Of course, great passages are Deuteronomy, Malachi 3, Matthew 23:23. But there's many more. Scriptures that allude to the fact that tithing is a minimum, returning back to him, a step of obedience. So if you want to go really over the top, here's a really over the top idea. It just came to my mind. A 90-day money back guarantee. Hey, you tithe. See what it does in your life. See what it does for your heart. And as she tithes, every time you sit down with her, you hold her hands, you hold her check, and you guys pray together over that offering back to God. And as you're praying with her, you're praying concepts and you're saying, God, you are the provider. You are the owner. We're just the managers. We're returning this back to you. We're proving the fact that we believe that you are the Almighty God, and you've got us in the palm of your hand. We're trusting you. We're living this life 90% your way instead of 100% our way. And you just, and then you say, hey, listen, at the end of the 90 days, if you didn't like any of that, I will personally give you back every dime you gave the church. if you really want to go over the top. But I think that'd be really cool. And I have enough faith in the process that she's going to flat out be blessed out of her mind because of this, that it's a pretty safe risk on your part, that you're not going to have to come up with that coin to pay her back. But if that's if you want to go over the top. So I would entertain either one of those ideas. Thank you so much for the email.
We appreciate you joining us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you'd like to ask Chris a question, email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
All right, this next call comes in from Colorado Springs. This is Susan. Susan, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I am very, very well. How can I serve you?
Well, I just had a question in regards to some of the things that have been said in regards to the mortgage payments for a fourth of your income.
Uh-huh.
What would you say the same thing as far as rent for renting?
Yes, I certainly would, yeah.
Okay.
You want to avoid being house poor. So if you get over that 25% mark, that's exactly what you are. You're house poor.
Okay.
But I would, you know, encourage all of our listeners, God may be asking you to do lower than that. Just because we put that mark out there, we try to put a mark out there that, you know, works geographically throughout most markets. And ratio-wise, it makes sense. But let's just say you're making $300,000 a year. Is God really calling you necessarily to have a house payment that's 25% of your income? Might not be.
No.
I don't necessarily think you have to hit that 25% mark, but we want to put this big, huge alarm out there. If you're over 25%, you are your house poor and you're cutting into margin. And when you cut into margin, you cut out ministry in your life. So where there is no margin, there is no ministry. And we want our lives to be ministering to folks. So it's deeper than mortgage versus rent. It's more of a lifestyle thing.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the call. Got an email here from Valerie. She says, I've been married for 20 years, and my husband refuses to talk about finances with me. He has a lot of credit cards. I don't know how much is owed on them because he has the bills emailed to him. We have a joint checking account that gets overdrawn many times a year. He pays his bills out of this account, and I only use it to pay for groceries. I have my own checking account where my paycheck is deposited into due to his overspending. I know his debt is our debt, but it's hard to think that way when he gets loans and doesn't tell me until after he has them. I've tried to talk to him about this, but he ignores my efforts. I have started reading Dave Ramsey's books and would like to go to Financial Peace University. What should I do if my husband refuses to go with me? This breaks my heart, Valerie. Even a tough email to read. This is not a super sophisticated answer, Valerie, but you just need to bribe him. You just do. And maybe it's just the home study. Maybe it's not going to a class with other couples. That might be an obstacle that might be too big of a jump for him. But maybe it's just the home study. Because you desperately need a third-party voice that's somebody who's, you know, and of course, Dave Ramsey's the primary communicator in Financial Peace University. And he's somebody who is, he's been there before. He's been racked up in debt. And then he was very successful, then hit rock bottom, and then very successful again. And maybe that third-party voice will help with him. But I'll tell you this. This is probably the bigger advice I'd give you. Relationally, this is much deeper than finances. And I strongly encourage you to see a pastor or a Christian counselor as soon as possible. That's really the issue here. And you say that you have joint accounts, but you really don't. You guys are both living two financial lives. My prayer is that he would see the light, and that's going to probably happen through a third party. So however you need to bribe him to get to a third party, that's what I would do first. And Valerie, just even though this is an email, I know the power of prayer, and I know that our listeners do as well. So we're going to pray for you right now. God, we lift up Valerie right now to you in a very, very tough situation. One of those situations where both parties said, I do, but one party is saying, I don't. God, I lift her up to you. I pray that you give her courage. I pray that you give her wisdom. I pray that you give her direction. And I pray that you give her patience. I pray, God, that you would open up that husband's mind to think beyond himself And whatever it is that's deeper than the finances, I pray, God, that you would right now speak to him in a powerful way. God, I pray that you'd use this time of tension in their lives to actually build more intimacy long term. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, you are listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and the phone lines are open at 866-357-3283. This next call comes in from Mason City, Iowa. This is Greg. Greg, how are you?
I'm good, Chris. Yourself?
I'm doing very, very well. How can I serve you?
My question is, I am 66 years old, and I have roughly about $95,000 in three traditional IRAs. At 70 and one half, I've been told that I have to do something different with those. What are my options?
Good question. You're right. At age 70 and a half, you have to start taking what's called minimum required distributions. They're called MRDs. It doesn't mean you have to cash out the whole thing.
Okay.
But if you don't do these MRDs, there is no way around it. There's severe penalties. It's pretty cool that you're in a position where you don't have to take them and you're like wondering how you can not take them. That's pretty cool that you're in that kind of a position.
Yeah.
Of course, this doesn't apply to Roths, Roth IRAs, but the traditionals you do. So the repercussions or the issues you got to deal with is you just got to pay taxes on it. So you take it out and you just pay taxes. So, my recommendation for you, Greg, is to see one of our tax ELPs and one of our investment ELPs, which ELP stands for endorsed local providers that we have right there in Iowa as well. And they can walk you through what this tax implications mean for your specific situation. But that's really about it. Yeah. At 70 and a half, you have to start taking your MRDs and you're just going to have to pay taxes on it.
Okay. I appreciate the answers.
All right. Thank you so much, Greg. I got a message here that says from Raphael. It says, "Hello, Chris. I had to thank you for this great episode today on how much is enough." I'm not sure which episode he's referring to, but I guess it was one of our past episodes. He says, "I have to say that the biblical insight and concepts were a tremendous blessing to my life. Very eye-opening and insightful. What a blessing. And my very good friend Jonathan texted me this morning if I had listened to your show today. And let me say, I can't stop meditating on how awesome God is." That's so awesome. On what he had just learned and was reminded of that day. Thank you again for your ministry, and I pray God may continue to prosper you and your team. Continue what you're doing for the kingdom. God bless. Folks, I got to tell you, when you write those messages, whether on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or you email in, I'm just going to tell you, that means a lot to us. That means a lot to our team. We've got dozens of people putting together this show for you. So that can be available not only on your dial, but also on the website, stewardship.com, and then also as a podcast. Lots of people working on this. And I'm just telling you, when you do that, when you fill out a review or you download a podcast or you subscribe or any of that kind of engagement, there's just a lot of energy going in the show, a lot of investment. And it is very encouraging when we get that kind of feedback. And so I can't thank you enough, Raphael, for that feedback. And that is stinking awesome that you've got that kind of outlook on God, that you're seeing things the way you're seeing things. And you just got that grateful heart. That's very, very attractive. A grateful heart is very, very attractive. Well, I've been talking all about Financial Peace University throughout the entire show. I'm just going to boldly ask you, those of you who are listening in, you need to be in Financial Peace University. You really do. It's that big of a deal. Just think about this from a financial practical standpoint. 18 hours of your life for an $8,000 swing in your finances. So I just want to encourage you. What's your next step? Your next step is to go to stewardship.com and to get more information. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, if you want to help lead a Financial Peace University class, again, head over to stewardship.com. Or you can call us right here at the radio show, 866-357-3283. Folks, one more thing to tell you before we sign off today. Have a great weekend. God bless you.